Keep this frequency clear.
But guess what? You don't get to tell me when I can stop speaking. Well,
tune in to Queering the Air.
Report on trans and intersex issues with accuracy, dignity, and respect.
Yes, ma'am.
Change the narrative rather than combat the narrative.
Yes, queen.
I know who I am. Took me 20 years to get here. I'm not going to let some idiot senator destroy that.
3CR Community Radio.
Our stories are best told when we are the ones telling them. It helps combat the perpetuation of stereotypes, misinformation, and lies.
The TGDNB culture is valid, critical, vital, and vibrant.
I discovered in the face of overwhelming prejudice and persecution an incredible strength through being fiercely fabulous.
Welcome to Queering the Air, Sundays from 3 to 4 on 3CR. 3CR is proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit people-powered radio. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
Yes, welcome one, welcome all. Tis I, Madison Moffat, pronouns she and her, on 3CR 855 AM, also on digital audio band, and also online through 3cr.org.au/a-streaming-ing-ing-ing. And I have a guest, and that guest is Thea. Hello, Thea.
Hello, Madison. I was just laughing at your intentional delay.
Hey.
Yeah, that got me. That's a good one. Hi, yeah. How you doing?
Good. It's called the reverb. That's a in the biz we call it the reverb.
In the biz. Yes. Yeah. There's no business like show business.
There's no business I know.
That's
no,
all
my
no, man. No, I love it. And then back to the Madison. I love that.
Back to me. So it's my show. It's my show. Yes. And Thea, introduce yourself, please. Oof, names, pronouns, and what you do, the voodoo that you do so well.
My name is Thea Riley. I've gone by many other names, but Thea Riley is the one for music.
Beelzebub's been one of them.
My pronouns are she, her.
Princess and, of Darkness.
Oh, I hope not. I'm a musician sometimes, and then I dream of doing a lot of other things too, but that depends who who I get to work with and what I get to do.
Yeah, so the collabs dictate.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. So what have those collabs drawn you to?
Well, so far, just kind of more music.
More music.
More kind of realizing what's brandable and then doing another version of that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Instead of actually coming out with a new song, like, just kind of living in the past a bit too much.
Yes.
Yeah.
As you are or you aren't?
What?
You are or you aren't?
I am living in the past too much. But,
yes.
Well, because I learned a little bit late, I think, about branding. And that kind of, not like hurt me a little bit, but then it just kind of makes you realize like what songs were successful, were successful. And then you think, oh, well, I wish I could do that again.
Well, I thought, I'm
it's
so
not
glad
bad to learn that late.
For a while there, I thought you meant me physically and I was going to help you. I was going to go, did you hear this, Thea? Hang on. Did you hear that?
Yes, I registered.
Well, that
three
was
cups.
In the present, Thea, so you're not trapped in the past. Good news.
Good news. Startling, but extremely pleasant news.
Oh, joy. I'm not trapped in the past.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Now, speaking of what is current, what is it at the moment here at 3CR?
Radiothon.
It is.
Radiothon.
Hey there. It's Radiothon.
Oh, wow.
Radiothon. Radiothon.
Radiothon.
Hang on, I think he's lost
Radiothon.
His rhythm.
Radiothon.
Yeah, he tries. He lost his ribbon there for a bit, I think, but, you know, that's all right.
His rhythm's in the
90s. Yeah. Hang on, what am I doing?
Everybody got a Pioneer DJ desk for the first time. They're like, every time.
Yes, it is Radiothon, and this isn't the Radiothon show for Queering the Air, but still, it's still running, and my neck's still on the chopping block, because we are yet to acquire... You laugh, but it's true.
I laugh too much.
Anyway, you can laugh, that's fine. Okay. Basically, you can laugh about my impending death, that's fine. But, you know, my head is on the chopping block. Yeah, that's it, that's the sound. There we go. And because we haven't raised the funds yet.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Queer in the Air needs to raise $1,300 on behalf of 3CR in order to have met its obligations as a show. You know, we all pitch in, and that includes all people who present and broadcast. So now that's you too, Thea.
Oh, my God. I feel the pressure already. As soon as you said it, I was like...
Yes, well, now, you know, now you're in my world now. No, that's not true. But we can talk about how you might be able to spread the word. And but apart from that, yes, it's my head. It's my neck. So please do donate. And when you do donate for 3CR, you can do so by... Hang on. A screen over here by calling. Well, no, you can't call at the moment because there's no one on the phones. So you have to go to 3cr.org.au/donate. And when you do, please make clear as part of the donation that it was Queering the Air that inspired you.
Yes, you must.
That inspired, because, you know, basically.
I compelled you.
Otherwise, 3CR just go, oh, that's one of ours. It's not one of Queering the Air. And we're head still on the block.
And then it would average out. Yeah, exactly what you said.
Yeah.
And then your head's still on the block.
Head still on the block.
Head, neck, head. That's much worse if you say your head's on the block.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it'd be really messy if it was a head.
Mm-hmm, the autistic literal thinking.
Yeah. Yes,
it comes in and I'm like,
yeah.
What? You can't see my face, of course.
No, it's the
That'd be
neck.
Good if you guys had like a YouTube feed too, though. I would love that.
Oh, YouTube
I listen
feed.
And I'm like, but I would, yeah, because just the trend with podcasts and that everyone has to tag along because it's compulsory.
Oh, yes.
Is the like dual YouTube feed, and Spotify put a video with their podcast now, which I'm like, well, I'll never watch that.
Right.
Because if I listen on Spotify, I don't want to see the video, but.
Yeah, yeah, I've noticed that every now and then when I've been on Spotify. Yes,
no,
I just think
3CR is 100% worthy of those, like, that attention.
Yes, please give us our attention. Please give us your cash. And plus, in doing so, it's also non-taxable. Was it tax deductible? Tax deductible. So,
yes, send your dollars in, guys.
And instead of sending it to the government. Yours. Okay, now Thea, explain further. When you say that you're a musician, what's your platforms? What do you do?
Well, platforms, I'm Thea Riley Music everywhere.
Oh, yeah, Thea Riley Music.
Yes, yeah, and I did try and start a behind-the-scenes channel, but then I stopped doing anything, like, interesting enough to, like, like, all the synths went digital. It's like we went from a room of synthesizers and then...
Which looked interesting on camera.
Exactly, and then now I'm just sitting here, like, beep, 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 beep. But Imogen Heap said all this, like, 10 years ago. She's like, no, I want it to look like I'm doing something. And I'm like, yes, Imogen, we all understand. But no... You do bring it down to what I actually do, I love to arrange vocals, which has been very, very difficult because I haven't had anywhere to work lately.
Oh, yeah.
But so then I switched to writing lyrics, and I think I'm pretty good at that one.
Oh, cool.
But what I'll do is like write down, or lately, this year, the last 12 months.
Yeah.
I just started writing lists of like... 10 songs or 12 songs, like completely fictional.
Yeah.
Like fictitious songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, I'll write them later.
Yeah, yeah.
And got really, like, I guess, cocky.
Cocky in what way?
And just thought, well, because I never am like that. I'm like the stress till it's perfect.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Write down a list of all my favorite words or words that I currently think sound nice. And I just... In your 30s, I think as an artist, maybe it goes more towards like, well, I'll just do it later. Then you'll cut corners and you'll see, or I saw because of ChatGPT, how I cut corners and how to do it well.
Yeah, okay.
So actually, I don't think it's... bringing my work down at all, but I just
No, I think there's something in this.
There was something I read out on the 3CR show a week and a half back.
Yeah.
And it was just a list of like songs I hadn't written yet. And it was like kind of inspired by The Last Regards of Tim Hilbert's, which was an album I released in like retrospective, as if like my previous self had died that I could transition.
So this was on In Your Face, was it?
Yeah, just the last one.
In Your Face, people, on Fridays from 3 till 5, I believe, and maybe 4 till 5.
4 till 5.
It's 4 till 5, yeah. And because you were late, weren't you? You turned up late.
I was 5 minutes late, yeah. I thought, I have to straighten my hair. It has to be straight.
I was
wearing a little blazer thing. But it definitely matters going to radio.
You don't admit that's why. But yeah, so I was on reception, so I whisked you in.
Yes, oh my God.
Whisked you in.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Just had myself a little whisk and I kept whacking you in the back of the head until you're into the room. off you get in there. Yeah, yeah. So on In Your Face, you had this list of songs, and these were ones that you hadn't written yet.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, let me pull it up. I opened a list on my. I've got like my tablet and my phone here, and I feel very professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's such a long time to fill 1 hour of like talking about.
But oh well, you know. While we're doing that, no fear. We are going to listen to a song by, people will be shocked and horrid to hear this, Zig Zig Sputnik. We're going to listen to Success because it's quite money related. Doesn't have the word money in it anywhere, but certainly money related. Let's listen. Success. Yes, on the beach with the Nouveau Riche. Yeah, 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 yeah. Not the Re3CR, admittedly, but they're money related, right? You know, and gives you some indication, you know, of where the money will go, were it not for the strict financial controls that are put on by management, because that's what I'd do. I'd spend it all on limos. You know, and I just scream outside out the window.
And valet parking.
Yeah, and valet parking. That's right. Maddie's a star. Maddie's a star.
Come through, darling.
What are those police sirens? Yeah, anyway.
Run.
But fortunately, 3CR actually has financial integrity and it has, good governance.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, that's right. So, that keeps me in check.
Yes, we love accountability. Yes. Community and accountability go together.
So, 3CR, Radiothon. Donate online, 3cr.org.au/donate. Mm-hmm. Make sure you mention that Queering the Air.
Don't wait.
So, yes, donate, don't wait. Lovely. Although that's not the suffix. It's actually just donate. Don't do 3cr.org.au/donate, don't wait.
Like a negative prompt for the AI. You're like, do not do this or that.
Well, normally, yeah, that's right. Well, normally on a Radiothon show too, I would also read out the number, but there's no one here to answer it at the moment.
Oh, right, yes. I've been dying to read out the number too, just seeing it on the screen.
But, you know, so I, and every now and then I don't think, and I use my little, reverb.
Oh, yes.
But that means, you know, it'll go 8377 and it's like, you know, so as a result, they'll press 4 7s, you know.
Yes, I see. It's very dangerous.
Can't do that. So you had a list of songs that you haven't written.
Oh, yes.
And you presented that in your face with James McKenzie, my brother from another mother.
Oh, mine too, yes. Yes, and the list is as follows. Because the now I'm confused if I'm doing your reverb delay thing now because...
Don't do it.
No, it's, but the
that's my gag.
I know, I'm trying to be original. So it was The Last Regards of Tim Hilbert's. It was a retrospective album. And I thought I would do something that's like not murder mystery themed, like maybe that was, or just mystery themed.
Yeah.
More generally. And it's called The Public Dossier on Theo Riley.
The first track is the public dossier.
Yeah, to try and like keep it classy and brandable. Because now I discovered branding, right? So I'm going to try and do it.
God help her. She's discovered branding.
But the list goes as follows. Yes. It's Backseat Driver, which is the antithesis to Stuck in Traffic, which is a song that James loves to play.
Right.
Second track, Long Gone Girl, brackets Relief Fantasy, which is like... but I thought, well, I'm long gone, girl. And it's like, but like mentally, like Kelly Clarkson already gone. Just like the the idea, taking it back to the idea behind all these songs, and then being like, I'll do one like that, which is so, that'll be Long Gone Girl.
Do you think that's a persona of hers, though? I don't think Kelly Clarkson's actually completely gone. I think,
Oh, I can't sing today. I'm too anxious. No, for real. If you have too much coffee, guys, be careful. If you have a stress response or a trauma response around going outside and like talking to people, don't do it.
Don't do it.
And then track three, I'm Not a Monster.
That's not true.
And then in brackets, I Hate You for Hurting My Pride.
Yeah. And do you find these sort of song titles are a good start? In terms of
yeah, because I kind of sit with them. I just really started. I hate to say this, but I really started to hate my process, and I needed a completely different process.
Yeah.
And this one kind of put the idea in my mind because I've ChatGPT is like my best friend for every single thing I do.
Yeah.
No resentment, not yet. We'll see how that goes.
That was actually the B-side of Edith Piat's song. You know, the A-side was No Regrets, and the second side was No Not Yet.
Yes, it's very like B-side vibes, like an album full of B-sides. And then track four, I Miss My Parents Knowing How I Feel. Not even that they were good to me.
Yeah.
I just miss my parents knowing how I feel and being able to say, well, this, that, and the other, like telling them off, like at all.
Yeah.
I miss my parents.
You're in your 30s. Knowing how they wouldn't listen anyway.
I know they wouldn't listen. They'd be like, shut up.
Yeah. You're
an adult. Better now.
You're an adult. Yeah.
And then track five, Blink, Your Eyes Are Dry. You know, just like wake up out of your spacing out.
Yeah.
And then track six is like, gonna be based on some harassment that happened to me.
Oh.
And it was, he left a fabric scrap on the fence intentionally. I know.
Was
doesn't
a scrap
it,
of
it kind
your
of makes you a bit
fabric of your clothing or something, was it? As in, I've ripped it up and I've put it up on.
Well, I thought of his, but yeah. That
oh,
what
that,
you said
in, what,
rings
as in you doing that to him, to them.
No. Like him wanting to be caught and like turned into the police.
Yeah,
I'm saying too close to reality now, but that's what it's about.
Some people
it's about reality.
Some people are perverse, yeah.
They are, and he ruined my like game controller too. I even have it in my bag, my red Xbox controller.
Yeah.
The prongs of it, he just like for the battery pack, he's like tried to pull out the metal receiver things for the conductor.
Just sabotage it.
Just annoying stuff, and it's like because he stole my keys and came to my house without me knowing, and and I'm just like, why is the battery pack damaged in my Xbox controller? That's a feeling you never want to feel more than once. But anyway, because I never saw him, he did not actually leave a fabric strap on the fence till much later.
No.
But, well, that was the fabric strap. It was an Xbox. But it's not classy to say he ruined the. That's not a track name. He ruined the Xbox battery pack in my controller.
I don't know.
I don't think that's very brandable, man.
It's not brandable, but you know, it'd be your alternative. You've got to do the brandable stuff, and then you've got to do something alternative so that people know you're for real.
Yes, exactly. Put it in film noir; they'll take it seriously.
That's right. Yes. Look, I'm in black and white.
And then track seven is an obvious setup. But that's more about calling out bullshit, and I'm not sure that I know how to write that one quite yet. Then track eight, Shame for Generations.
Shame for Generations.
I know. And then it's about like letting go of shame, but also like putting blame where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I love how I'm talking about these like I actually have written them. I haven't written them.
No.
But this is the concept, right?
Well, that's the point, isn't it? These are themes.
Yeah. And then track nine, because that's like the minimum for an album.
Yeah.
Is technically nine tracks.
Hmm.
Called Survival Games or Obligatory.
Oh, okay.
And I really like Obligatory as the main choice for the title because there'll be a brackets.
But what would that theme be? Like what would make what Obligatory, particularly if it's a survival game? What?
Well, I mean, I guess it's like if you look at natural living versus like living inside a system or a family or like...
Oh, interesting.
Like I've had a very isolated life and I think that in some ways it's kind of shaped me particularly to not actually know what it is to be in a system.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah.
Or yeah, or be on the out. I think there might be a difference.
But there's
between...
still obligatory things about life that you have to do, like, well, that's, regardless.
Yeah, so now I get that now, because what I was about to say is I think there's a difference between not being in a system and being forcefully on the peripheries of a system.
Yes, this too. This too. There's a lot to unpack in that last one. Survival games. That's why I put survival games too. I'm like, well, which one is it?
Yeah.
Survival games. Obligatory. They go together.
Yeah. Well, they do now.
Obligatories. I could make that more clear.
Now that you have explained it. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. So, you know, I reckon that's why some people become artists. Because, you know, they feel that they are, and it's not necessarily because they're queer. I mean, plenty of non-queer artists, I think, have felt this way. I know that David Bowie, for instance, described himself as very much feeling on the outer and wanting to sort of communicate inwards. And a lot of it, you know, even if it was in a more poetic way, was complaining about what was obligatory in a world that was pretty bloody industrial grey, the UK of, the 1960s. Yeah. So what is it like for you, when you're expressing? What do you think from the very gut, is making you do this? Because it's hard work. People often don't think it is, but it is hard work.
I mean, depending on how bad your mental health has been, sometimes it's literally like a voice telling you to get back to music. Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, that's not your purpose. Why aren't you doing your purpose? Like, and sorry, like, okay. And I sometimes interpret it as a voice of God. I don't,
okay.
I'm not, you know, I'm, yeah, I mean, I am religious. I'm Muslim and spiritual, but very hesitant, very like afraid my whole life. So like, steer me back to the question we were talking about.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, what, and I think you're our answering
yes,
it. But to give you an indication of how you are, what makes you express,
I just really believe that God meant for me to sing. And and that makes me cry. It makes me like, I don't know, so much of my life too, but I think that I thought I was ugly, and just talking about like ugly politics, pretty privilege.
Yeah, right.
Oh, like word usage and then understanding your slurs and like why people would call you that your whole life. And then like,
yeah,
at the end of it though, I get to sing.
Yes.
That's what I'm waiting for. Like that through all of this. And it's like, so when I have somewhere to work again, that's what will make me express as well.
Yeah.
And I'll try and write these lyrics in the meantime. But
Yeah. You sound like you might feel like you're in a bit of limbo, and I think that's very I think that's very typical too for people who are not yet at the pinnacle of their career. Yeah.
I hope that it's a late bloomer thing, because I think when I'm 40 or 50, I could 100% still do it.
Yeah,
but just maybe I think I need to really learn people too, because because I'm living in a hostel again. I just find myself like, I don't want to be without people.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I think that too makes me want to express, and makes me feel like, I'm not just doing this for God. Actually, I'm doing it for the people as well.
Yeah.
And then for myself, and finding that like little bit of selfishness that you just kind of have to have.
So
to
it's
keep going.
Yeah, is it selfishness or is it self-care?
And
self-fulfillment.
It's a self like depth realization.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going through right now.
I don't think there's anything selfish about that. I mean, we all need the space, don't we?
Absolutely.
To find ourselves.
Yeah, and that's probably another good point, because when you find the depth, it's like, can you express the depth? Are you in a good place to express the depth? Because it may not see the light of day otherwise.
Yeah.
That's very sad to me. I'm trying to make it positive.
Yeah.
But like,
I think when sometimes, that would make you express, particularly
sad or
if
happy.
I think but sometimes if particularly if you have lived a life where, you know, in earlier life, maybe childhood, maybe even early adulthood, you've had to suppress who you are.
Definitely.
When you, it's a bit analogous, but I still think as an analogy it works. When you do find yourself, it's in darkness.
Yes.
You know, yeah. That self is in darkness, so to use the analogy, because you've had to keep it in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the flip side to that is you find it in darkness. And again, to expand on that analogy, that's for you, being in the dark is less safe than being in light.
Yes, it's true. The light kills germs too, my parents used to say. put the laundry in the sun, in the bright hot sun, and it'll kill the germs.
Yeah.
You've got the, I don't know, problems with bedding and raising kids.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But, you know, when you find yourself in that way, it's scary. It's scary to begin
with.
Yes, indeed. All right, I'm going to play another track.
Oh, right. I would love to hear it.
And this one is called Sugar Daddy. Sugar Daddy, because it is, it's Malaysian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So instead of Sugar Daddy, it's Sugar Daddy.
I see.
Yes. And it's rather cute. It's a it's a musical piece. There's no vocals, but, you know, can't have everything.
So intriguing.
Three me right, two or three for the money, so hard for money, two or three for the money, so you better three me right. Ah, that's right. Three me right, two or three for the money, so hard for money. I was hard for the money, so you better treat me right. Ah, that's right.
Hey there. You're listening to Radiothon. Radiothon. I'm just kidding ya. I'm not a record. I'm a real T-boy. And you're listening to Radiothon on 3CR 855 AM, hot on your radio dial, baby. And you should donate, man. It's wild. You can do it online. You can do it on the phone. You can even send a check, man. When's the last time you saw a check? You don't have to do it, man. Don't stress about it. Hey, it's just a suggestion, okay? It's just a suggestion. It's okay. It's all good.
Oh, no, it actually ends abruptly. That was Thea Riley. And that was Nirvana.
That's my song, Nirvana.
That was Thea Riley teaming up with Nirvana. Yes, the... No, no.
Oh,
not
God,
quite,
I
not
wish.
Quite. No, that is Thea Riley and their song, Nirvana.
Yeah.
Was that on an album?
No, not yet. It's supposed to be on an album, no.
It was released in February.
Yes, it was. It was a cool release. It was a fun release.
Oh.
The album it was supposed to be on got wiped though.
Oh, right.
Not to focus on that, but like it was a kind of concept album too. It was like Nirvana, Stuck in Traffic, a song called Disobedient. There's a lot of good songs on that album, but it was kind of like Michael Jackson inspired,
Michael Jackson inspired. What you
so
mean?
So heavily. Yeah.
What
usual.
You had a chimpanzee in the audience in the studio.
And he was like, yeah. started doing the DJ
and a giraffe. No, a llama. That's what you said.
That's
he said llamas,
outside the window, and it poke its head in it, and you feed it sometimes.
Yeah.
He was pretty He was really close to like animals and nature. I love that about him. But
it was a little too close to a lot of other things. But
anyway, oh Lord, yeah. I see.
Anywho, what are we going to say? What are we going to say about that? Absolutely nothing. We're going
to
move on.
Yeah, Nirvana is. It is kind of related to the band when I picked the title.
Oh yeah,
just in the 90s.
And.
Well, I just liked the aesthetic.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There was nothing deep with reminding people. I knew it would remind people of that. And, of course, like, the religion, too, because it's, like, inner peace versus, like...
Yeah.
The song is, like, kind of saying, like, would you choose just making yourself feel good or would you actually, like, you know, tune in and see what's needed? But that's a constant question to myself that I live with karma of writing the song and then...
Is there the idea of Nirvana in anywhere in Islam? You're saying you're Muslim.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, I don't.
It's more Hindu, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think Nirvana is just a Buddhist concept. No, like
I know that Nirvana is also discussed by Vedic people. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you know,
yeah.
Like Vedic traditions such as Hindu and yoga and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. What would queer Nirvana look like for you?
Queer Nirvana.
It looked like Kurt Cobain in a dress. Well, we've already had that. Did you know that?
Have we had that?
Yeah. Okay. Kurt Cobain used to wear dresses.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And then
he
used to pay out reporters who would comment on it and basically say, well, what's wrong with wearing a dress?
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a bit like Iggy Pop did the same, actually. He was wearing stuff, you know, and someone asked him, do you feel a bit ridiculous when you dress as a girl, a woman? And he said, what's so ridiculous about being a woman?
Yeah. Those are some of the first quotes I think I read before transitioning.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So. And Kate Bornstein and her book,
Oh, yeah, Stone Butch Blues? Or is that Bornstein? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Not much of an academic, so.
Yeah, me either. There's like very few books I've read in my life, but of course I've read books when I transitioned. That's about one of the only times I've read books. And then when it comes to religion, oh my God, I tried to read the Bible, but it's just like 66 books in one book. And they're like, oh, it's just one book. I'm like, but is it though?
Just one
book. Like Islam has actually just one book.
Yeah.
They kind of, yeah,
the
66
Quran.
Books of the Bible. I could never get through it.
Yeah, what would it look like for you, though? I mean, I reckon a queer Nirvana for me would be...
heaven, I just think of as, like, everyone getting along.
Yeah.
No one having that, like, prejudice of feeling like, oh, I need something.
Yes.
Well, so I guess it's similar to Nirvana maybe in that way, and then just, like, you know, like, act like true justice and people that are... Jeez. I'm going to show my bias, but people that, like, truly deserve, like... the blame for things that maybe will never be uncovered in this world is like, it's everything is uncovered there. Like it's not, there's no deception, no desire. And now I want to use some other words starting with D,
destruction
and no destruction. Yeah. Decay of things. Just stay young forever.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's what I believe.
Yeah. I think that, you know, it's, there's, a lot of the stuff that's faced by people in the queer community that's not so great, you know, comes down to people wanting things of one sort or another. They want things to be a certain way, for instance, rather than just accepting that you can't actually control how the world is, you know. And if the world is a certain way, then it just is that way.
Pretty quickly.
What do you find is most enriching about being both genderqueer and a musician?
I can't even remember, like, oh, that's not true. I can. The first time I like remember just playing with the family dress-up basket, like with in a playroom, for kids.
Yeah. That's
and
a common
I was just
story,
putting on the dresses. And then I just like prefer, not like I prefer them, because like I'm a fan of fashion, and like they're making women's fashion so square lately, and I think you asked what's the most enriching. okay, I like tailoring the clothes in the women's section to be like what they should be.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay. That's so biased in my own perception of what a woman should be, right?
Perhaps.
But this is such a cool outfit, but it's so square. I'm like, why so square?
What do you think they're trying to do in making women's fashion square?
Oh, they're trying to give women a feeling of strength, I think. And I'm sure it's good intentions.
Like there's no such thing as feminine strength.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, I want that, you know. But I do think, like, no, I don't think there's a way to keep every woman's, like, perfect outfit in a store. Like, they're going to be probably in some different stores. But I dream of that kind of thing, just, like, utopia of, like, everyone can get what they want anywhere they want.
Yeah.
Especially, like, for clothing. Mm, that was one of the best parts of transition was just, like, well, I'll throw my wardrobe out now and I'll start again. Yeah. And I'll go to the op shop and I'll... Mostly it was the op shop in the beginning days of transition. But
well, you know, the funny thing
I got this dress from Kmart. That was like $22.
Yeah. The funny thing is, though, you know, I mean, that often trans people are op shopping in part because they, you know, are not doing too well socioeconomically.
Yes.
But
can verify.
If you're going to discover what suits you best, what fits, what feels right for you best, if you go to an ordinary clothes salon where they're just selling what their line is, right? Yeah. You know, whereas if you go to an op shop, they have it all.
Yes.
So you're actually
talking about an op shop. Damn it, Madison, you opened my eyes just now. I'm like, but it does exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Nirvana op shops.
I wouldn't go that far.
Available on iTunes.
Would not go that far, particularly as somebody who, you know, I still go to the bigger the racks that I have the bigger clothes and they're still, you know, all there for me. But
now I'm sad again.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. It's a bit like that. But anyway, I am... Yeah, on and off. Depends on how much milk I drink in any given week. But anyway.
I'm like telling myself, stop drinking so much milk. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But yeah, but you know, people choose op shops often, you know, when they're transitioning because of the economic impacts. But I think it's actually, you know, where you're most likely to get, you know, a wide range of opportunities.
Variety.
Yeah. So there's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They're important for you.
You said, and what enriches you about being
musician,
a trans woman and a musician?
Yeah.
And being a musician, I don't know. It's like my own personal, like, emotional regulation system, kind of.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably the most enriching part about the music aspect of my life. I latched onto that word, enriching, and I...
No, well, I'm the one of that, including the question.
It's a great word. Couldn't let it go.
Yeah, so regulation.
Yeah. Because I just think, I've got my sex work trauma, I've got my own history.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me feel unsafe a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And, like, I've had stalkers and things. It's like all the worst things you could think of for a trans woman to have gone through.
Yeah.
Like, I feel very unsafe. But then I think, I mean, I have, like I said, I carry my Xbox game controller with me and I'll sit in the park and play my Xbox online subscription on my tablet here.
Well, certainly, you know.
And those are all emotional regulation.
Yeah, no,
emotional
right. regulation. And really important, actually, to have those tools.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
not enough to just be, you know, absorbed in your own triggering. You know, you've got to have those.
And if
resources.
Music becomes triggering too, because I'm going to write about some pretty messed up stuff.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, then you've got to have maybe an activity planned either side, and maybe smoke a little ganja.
No. No, yeah, boys legally, and girls, we don't do that.
That's right, wink.
unless you have a prescription.
This is just tobacco. Yes, exactly.
I'm sure you have a prescription, yes.
Absolutely.
So, I just think that it's interesting because I've had all sorts of reasons. I was about to say excuses. reasons given, but I think regulation, because there's also regulation and moderation in music too, including in pop music. I noticed you, for instance, when I played Success by ZZ Sputnik, you pointed out the 140 beats per minute.
Yes, yes.
Which is, they choose that, of course, because it's basically the heart rate of an excited heart.
Yeah.
And so it's regulating you to have increasing the likelihood of a particular feeling.
Yes, I like that too. I tried to do that with my album that came out in 2023 in September called Withstand.
Yeah.
I made sure that it started so slow so that it could be like a grounding thing.
Yeah.
And then every track that plays next speeds up just a few BPM until at the end it's like 160 BPM.
Yeah, okay. Just slowly exciting.
And then I took it back down to like dun, 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 which is like, I think that's like 70 BPM is really slow. So I just what's it called? Like the come down. You got to give them a come down track, a place to land too, and see how slow that feels comparatively, not just ChatGPT. So showed me I wrote comparatively.
Parasympathetic.
Parasympathetic. Nervous system.
Yes,
I do.
So you know, slowing down the beats does that. So yeah, you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it tunes into the parasympathetic nervous system, so you don't get overly worked up.
Yeah, yeah, and because the heart and the lungs and then the brain receiving like calm down signals or get up and do something signals, it's got to be regulated. It's got to be regulated. And that what you're talking about with the success track is a big part of it. If you can't get up in the morning, you put 140 BPM on and you kind of dance around.
Oh, yeah, but this was one, I think, you know, I as a young as a teenager and then also young adult, because unlike a lot of people, I actually continued to play the music, you know, that I used to play in my teens, right? Putting on a track, and it wasn't always ZZ Sputnik, but it was almost always somewhere between 140 and 160 BPM in the morning. Now, this used to absolutely kill my poor ex-wife, you know, who was not a morning person. But yeah, no, I think there's real value in it.
Oh, my God.
And I find it really interesting that you've actually, you've taken that into consideration in designing the record.
Yes, yeah, and I've got to remix it too because the Bluetooth speakers all came out and they've all got dynamics processing in them to like shape the sound even more and make it more stereo and more compressed and so I've got to back down my my mixing a little bit.
Mix
it less.
Tech shapes things, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
It's been a while since I got asked that question. Like music?
Yeah.
Like since I was like 6 years old.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in terms of recordings?
In terms of recordings, since I was like 13, 14.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of development in that regard too, isn't there?
Yes, there has. Yeah, because my dad bought me this computer thingy. Or it was like a shared computer, but everyone had their own file on it, like their own account on it, which is like, it was a big new thing for us. I was 14 and my older sister was 16. So like it had been a while. Like it's not like my parents just had kids. Right. The technology didn't really come around till we were like, I was 14.
Yeah.
And my dad actually is probably the reason I do recordings, because he got me this Cool Edit Pro. Oh, you guys use it, I think. Cool Edit Pro.
Yeah.
I love Cool Edit Pro still. I opened it. So, yeah. James.
I'm an Audacity freak. I prefer Audacity.
Okay. I was just not as good at Audacity. Yeah.
For those who are not aware, being Audacity or Cool Edit is a bit like being Apple or Mac. Mac or PC.
Oh, I should have figured that out.
Mac or PC.
I think Audacity is. On a Mac?
Well, it's certainly better
Cool
on a
Edit
Mac.
Cool Edit won't work on a Mac.
No, it's Windows based, yeah.
I hate that.
Yes. So do I. Now, speaking of money related, speaking of music, I played this last week, but I'm going to play it again. This is Big Freedia and Rent. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, so that is Big Freedia with Rent, and which is, again, also slightly money-related, and the reason being that I chose that is that it is still Radiothon, and someone keeps trying to call me on the... not sure what that's about, but anyway... And it goes to my laptop,
yes,
which was connected to the studio. So that was useful.
Lovely, yes.
So lovely. Loud and clear for all to hear via 3CR. The wonders of technology. Sorry, I meant nightmares of technology.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so this has been Queering the Air on 3CR, 855 AM on the radio dial, available via digital audio band, and online on 3cr.org.au/streaming. I've been Madison, and
Thea Riley.
Thea Riley's been with me, and we are now going to sign off with "Run, Baby, Run" by Bossy. Bossy, B-O-S-S-I. They're also somewhat of an influencer, but they also are a musician. They're a gear bird. There you go. I don't think you're supposed to recall women birds anymore. That just came out because it's a bit of a Scottish saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Gear bird.
Anyway, a gay lady. And yes, and she has this song called Run Baby Run, which I have played previously and wish to play again. Thank you very much for your time, Thea.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
Oh, it's been lovely.
Yeah.
Didn't do my job. Supposed to run away crying.
Oh. Well, how much are you going to pay me? No, guys, donate to the station. Donate to the station.
And on that note, see you next week.
Bye. Close your ears.